So we've had a fine day, and we'd like to make one announcement that we had one brother that was baptized today. Will you brothers warmly welcome him into your congregations? Our special assembly day was enhanced by having Brother and Sister Thomas here with us today. Would you, brothers, have them deliver our love and our best wishes to the hard-working Bethel family? In Isaiah 32, 20 and 21, the prophet tells us of the direction that Jehovah gives us. How thankful we are that he has provided us with a conscience in addition to his written word. Let us show our appreciation for that in singing in a heartfelt way, song number 65, "This is the Way." And then in conclusion, we will have Brother Thomas express that appreciation in prayer. That is song number 65.
To be able to approach you in prayer at the conclusion of our special assembly day today. And our hearts are filled with joy and gratitude because of the fine things that we've enjoyed from your hand this day. The whole program has been focused on safeguarding our conscience, and we recognize this is very important to be able to maintain a fine relationship with you. We recognize the program as being a gift from you by means of your faithful slave enhance our appreciation of spirituality, of our relationship with you, the privileges we have to serve as your fellow workers. And we recognize that all of this is dependent on our relationship with you, on being close to you, Father, willing to share our lives, our hearts, our thoughts, our concerns with you at any occasion. And we thank you so much for the loving interest you show in each and every one of us. Father, we thank you for the hard work that went into preparing the program today. The elders who conducted fine parts today have really helped us to appreciate spiritual truths from your word, and we have much to take away with us as we travel home today. Help us to think on these things, to discuss them, to see ways in which perhaps we could adjust our lives so that we can be more in harmony with your will, perhaps expand our ministry to receive more of your Holy Spirit, more joy, more contentment. And we know as we think about these things, it's up to us, it's our free will. You don't force us to consider these things, but our love for you moves us to want to do our very best for you, Father. So we thank you for the good gifts of today, for the fact that over 600 of us could all be together, enjoying this instruction, singing together, visiting with one another, laughing together. Truly our special assembly days are special to us, and if we find things that we can improve in, then it's even more of a special day. We're grateful for the fine elders of the circuit here and all the work that they do in setting a good lead, and the ministerial servants who support them. We think too of our full-time servants, our regular pioneers. Please continue to bless their ministry that they set such a fine pace in. And we ask for your spirit on our traveling overseer and his wife, Brother and Sister Troop. We've enjoyed hearing about them today in the interview, and we pray your rich blessing to be with them as they serve the congregations of the circuit, and that they may enjoy the full support and encouragement from the congregations they serve. So, dear Father, please bless us now as we make our way home. We thank you for the faithful slave and the tireless efforts it makes to keep the ministry and spirituality in the forefront. May we be responsive. May we develop a stronger conscience that's more in line with your will. And in all these ways, we show that we truly appreciate what you've done for us. Please forgive our sins and our shortcomings, dear Father, as we approach you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.